And a very good morning to you. You know, when you look at the weather that we're currently having, the weather that we had yesterday, there are some phenomenal people on the ground who assist those that are homeless, those who have very little protection from the elements, from the wind, from the rain, from the cold. And some people actually go to bed without having eaten anything. Some of those people are young children living out in the elements with their parents for various reasons. So when the Community Action Network got together, and these, it's a network of people from across the country, really, and specifically across the Western Cape, coming together to help those less fortunate, I remember chatting to them, and it's just so phenomenal to see how many good people there are in the world. And as a matter of fact, Seaboard Can, Community Action Network, one of those groupings doing phenomenal work. So Isalie Jacobson joining you on the show today to talk about the work that they're doing, but the challenges that they're facing as well. Now, listen, I don't like massacring names, so let me just double check. How do I pronounce your name? Is it Isalie or how do I pronounce it?
Isa,
there we go.
It's a mouthful, so you can say
Isa. Your parents took the time to name you. I should take the time to respect that. So, Isalie Jacobson, so tell us a little bit, Isalie, about the work that you do at the Community Action Network before we talk about the challenges.
Okay, so you do know we're part of a broader grouping with Cape Town Together. And then we have formed individual neighborhood cans. And we also do partner with other neighborhoods. So the Seaboard Community Action Network has partnered with Guguletu Can, and we support them and work together closely with them. They're running at the moment 30 soup kitchens. We help with logistics and other things there. But, you know, we have our own issues in the neighborhood, so we support Helen Bowden Nurses Home, where there's an occupation, and we support a soup kitchen for the homeless on the Atlantic seaboard.
What have you seen happen? And I speak of the last 2 days in particular because of the weather. And I mean, it sounds like a stupid question, but I just want the picture to be painted. What are some of the more destitute people having to put up with?
Well, you know, there is nowhere for them to be. On Friday, which was the first, so for 10 days now, we've had to operate without any kind of space to operate in because we were asked to leave the church, which we were running the soup kitchen from since the middle of April. And then we were out in the streets. And on Friday, we were actually distributing black plastic sheets to guys to keep them sheltered from the impending storm and rain. And, you know, we've had some good people help us with that, like Lawton's Hardware in the area, who have, you know, donated that and also donated gas to keep our soup kitchen gas going. So I just had to give a little shout out to Trevor Lawton because he's been amazing. Brilliant. But I mean, you know, that's the extent of it. And I did call Peter Cookson from Social Development to say, you know, the guys standing here, they want to be in shelter. They want to go have somewhere to go. He said, there is nowhere. There is absolutely nowhere. And the issue is that the so-called safe space, because they can't call it a shelter, it's not a shelter, it has no roof, it has no running water, cold bucket showers, and food is very dependent on the NGOs trying to, you know, operating in the area. So it's not city-run. It's the only city offering in the CBD, and they had no safe space for them. So, you know, and standing there in the middle of the road telling people, I can't help them. And it's devastating to be in that position. It really is.
So, one would have thought, right, that when the destitute need assistance, whether we're talking about a mosque, a shul, or a church, religious organizations would come to the fore and say, we would love to assist you because, I mean, that is what God, whatever your view of God is, etc., we all see our God as a loving person, right, who wants to care for the destitute. Are you telling me there's not a single shul, not a single church, not a single religious institution in Sea Point who's willing to assist?
I am saying that. And
wow.
You know, the Methodist Church, for instance, said one of the, I mean, basically they said we've shut down anyway, but even if we could help you, we've tried this before and the residents complain.
So, who gives a hoot about the, ooh, you know, okay, don't get me going. Go for it.
Well, yeah, go, please. You know,
no, I mean, you know what? To hell with the Sea Point residents who complain about this.
Yeah.
If those Blinken residents got off their behinds and assisted people like you, Issa Lee, then we'd have a better society and we'd have people that at least could eat at night. It irritates me when sometimes, and Sea Point residents can phone in. I don't give a hoot. They must phone in and call in and let's talk about this. When people are doing good in your neighborhood, what the heck is your problem? Why are you complaining when the homeless are being fed by a decent, amazing group of people who only want to make this country better for everybody else by starting right at the beginning, and that is caring about others? Or do we all have this attitude, oh, not in my neighborhood. They must go somewhere else. I mean, what is the problem? Sorry, there you go. I said it.
Yeah, you summed it up. But we also have to highlight another issue, which is that we have no community halls. We have no spaces. So we keep emphasizing this issue of the citizen. It becomes incumbent upon the citizen to deliver. But in actual fact, we really need City 2. So we're sitting there with a Sea Point Civic Center, okay? This huge space that's locked up.
Mm.
And while the door is not open, and the only time you can get access to it is if you pay. You know, because God forbid you should get anything for free, even if it is a community.
Oh, my word.
So, you know, so that's a huge issue for us. If that was open, we wouldn't be having this issue because, you know, there actually aren't that many residents around that particular Sea Point Civic Center who can complain. It's sort of well located. And if they could just open it up for us, we wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah, it's I don't know, hey. And the people who end up living in Three Anchor Bay, Sea Point, Muller Point are well-heeled people, one would imagine. I'm not saying stinking rich. It's not. I mean, I live in an area where people, yes, have money, but at least there are groupings and the people in my neighborhood give towards those who are destitute, and they're actively part of making a difference. You're going to have some fool who's going to complain about having the poor around because they defecate all over the area or because they wee and it smells. I mean, the normal sort of middle-class rubbish that we hear from people, right? What are we doing to be part of that particular solution? How about roping in your counselor to try and assist? But you can't just sweep people away and tell them to go back to where they came from, which seems to be the attitude of some residents, not all the residents in Cape Town. But let's talk about this. Issa Lee, we're going to take some calls. Issa Lee Jacobson, by the way, our guest. She is a member of Seaboard CAN, which is the Community Action Network. They've partnered with the Gugulethu CAN, and there are various organizations of this nature just trying to do the human thing, trying to help others. So let's go to Lorraine in Three Anchor Bay. Hi, Lorraine. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kina. Nice to chat to you.
Good to have you on the show, hey? Thank you for calling.
Kina, I just want to make one point clear. I have friends who live in Maria Road, and they're not wealthy people. They're all widows, like me.
Sure.
I have a friend who's bedridden and who lives in that road.
Yes.
And even if we try and take her out, we can't because when they have their soup kitchens, those guys are on tickle on something. They attacked three women, stole their jewelry, beat them up. That lady that's talking to you now doesn't tell you those stories.
Okay, which is why I'm glad you're calling in and you're giving me your side of the story, Ella, right?
I want to tell you that the synagogues, okay, I'm Jewish and I'm very proud to be Jewish.
Yeah.
We give all the time. We don't only have, we've got indigent Jewish people that we have to give to. We give to the to everybody, to the soup kitchens. We give all the time. In fact, some months you give more away than you consume yourself. Sure. And I just think it's a little bit unfair for her to bring up the synagogue in Maria Road. Our synagogues, the minute it, there's no protection around them, they are vandalized. And we don't want our synagogues vandalized. We can't even go to the synagogues because of this, the epidemic that's going around now. Sure. And it's very hard, and it's very New Year's coming up. We won't even be able to go.
Okay.
Just let me tell you, Tina, the problem is that the minute I know who you're talking to, I've heard about her. I don't know her personally. She started up the soup kitchens, and I take my hat off to her for trying. But if you are, you have to understand who you are dealing with. Unfortunately, I know that they're drugged. I know there's one guy in particular that walks around Sea Point with his penis hanging out, and I saw him there one day queuing up for food. That kind of guy doesn't belong in a queue like that.
Okay, well, I would love easily just to respond there, Lorraine. I want to thank you for the call. I think it's important for everybody's voices to be heard. So
everybody gives. You know, when there's a disaster, Africans always open up their hearts and give.
But this is why I'm so surprised, you see, Lorraine. But I want to hear it. So you're worried about people who aren't tech, people who potentially could attack, especially elderly residents in the area. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think Lorraine mentioned that this person couldn't go out at any time of day. We were actually only running it between 12 and 2. We can't account for everyone, but we do know a lot of good guys who, out of the 120 to 140 people we're feeding daily, she's mentioned 3. And no, we can't account for people who are criminals, but there's also very, very little support, in fact, I'd say none, for people who are mentally ill and who need support in that way. Mm. So a lot of people who are mentally ill actually resort to drugs and various other addictions like alcohol because it's their way of self-medicating. And that actually points to a real problem in the system. I don't think the solution to the problem is for us to stop feeding people. I really don't see that as a solution.
Yeah. Okay. Lorraine, I mean, it is a systemic issue, I think.
I do understand, but you know that there are a lot of empty places, like that garage that they were going to build a block of flats, and they canned that idea. Why can't they make a plan and speak to the people there? It's on the main road. It's safer for everybody if it's on the main road. Why can't they make a plan to have a soup kitchen there? You know, there are main road, lots of places on the main road that are closed now. Make application for something like that, not in an area where you've got elderly people. If I tell you, elderly, they walk with their carers, et cetera, et cetera. You know the story, Tina.
Okay.
But I just think it's unfair, and to say that the synagogues don't give, well, my God, what we give up, we need to earn more money.
Yeah, listen, I'm not here. Listen, I don't think anybody's here to... I know lots and lots and lots and lots of Jewish people who give. I know lots and lots and lots of Christian people, Muslim people who give, right?
Absolutely.
And there are lots of good religious people. We see people phoning into the show all the time wanting to offer of their time and their space. But I think what Izzy is talking about here is that, you know, in all of our neighborhoods, in my neighborhood, Lorraine, in your neighborhood, we have people who are part of a system that is broken. So how does one... You and I, but both of us, can't just say, get them out of here. I know you're not saying get them out of Sea Point. You're saying find another space in Sea Point where you can potentially feed them. Then would you help?
Yes, I do help. You can't not help when you see people standing in the rain. We all try our very best to give to them stuff, and yesterday they asked everybody to make sandwiches for 67 minutes.
Sure.
So that, we're going to do it. Everybody's going to do it. We don't have to go and collect the breads and the and the jam. We can make it ourselves.
For me, the aim here, Lorraine, is to say, and I mean, yes, we can end up vilifying people, whether they happen to be people who are on our streets needing our assistance, or whether we are people in a neighborhood having a challenge with, soup kitchens. I am making a call for someone in the Muller Point, Sea Point community who is a leader, who can reach out to Issa Lee and say, listen, yes, we've got concerns. Now, no one's saying that everybody's concern is rubbish, right? But how do we work around this? How do we maybe find a space? I'll even, reach out to my good friend Arthur Gillis, who has space out in the Sea Point area, and say, but guys, how can we work together to make sure that we look after the most vulnerable? And I don't think we shouldn't be. And listen, if you're worried about security as an elderly person, I'm the last person to rubbish that, because I understand the situation that we find ourselves in. But at the same time, we can't lock out an Issa Lee Jacobson and a team who's really trying to help people. And it's maybe through soup kitchens you can then start bringing other role players from the city, etc., to identify people who need help. Issa Lee, does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, so we are already doing that. We have a field worker working with us. We're just limited in our means. We're ordinary citizens. We aren't given the funds that City has given to sort out these issues. So we are trying to fork out from our own funds for people's shelter fees, which are paid fees.
Yep.
So they're between, the last guy's stuff, fees we paid was 800 grand, So we're expected to come up with that. That's when you can actually even find a space.
Yep.
And also just to say to Lorraine, we have actually been looking for other buildings. We're trying to see if we can fundraise to rent rather than,
absolutely.
It's not something we're looking at. We're not even getting that.
Yeah. Now, okay. Issa Lee, what I'm going to do is I'm putting a call out to businesses in that area who genuinely care about what's happening there. Because the best way, I tell you, the one way of making a situation go south very quickly is to alienate people who are destitute and to try and sweep them. They're not going to be very happy about it. The best way is to try and build community. Make sure that everybody's concerns are taken into account, because, yes, there are concerns, and one needs to realize that there are. The silly concerns, you don't worry about. The genuine concerns, if it comes from an elderly person, etc., that's fine. Let's take that into account and let's deal with it. So I'm putting a call out to businesses in that area to reach out to us, and we can put them in touch with you to see how we can make the good work that you're trying to fulfill there more successful. And I think, if we're doing radio shows only to have fights, then I shouldn't be sitting behind a microphone. If we can try and affect change, let's see if we can do that. So I'm gonna take one more call, and then we're going to wrap this after our headlines. But Peter in Muller Point, good morning.
Good morning to you. I happen to know Isa. She supports our efforts as well. We are the guys that had the mini that was burnt out in Muller Point over the year. Opposition from some of the residents. So it shows you how deep the call sort of runs in terms of opposition. But, I mean, I can tell you, Isa's a good Jewish lady herself.
Mm.
She represents the cause and her faith like the other caller. I think we mustn't throw the baby out with the bathwater in terms of trying to help people that are destitute, particularly in the times of a pandemic and stormy weather. And I really would like to point to the listeners to reflections from Lorenzo David's Facebook post about having opened up the community chest. And I know you're heading up for headlines, so I'll be very, very quick. But there's a lovely story that his pseudonyms Joe and Maria there, who've been on the streets for 15 years. She stood by his side and helped him with his medication because he's asthmatic. And they actually returned to their homes. Now, just the other day, Lorenzo went and dropped them off at their respective homes. And it turns out that Maria owns her own home that she's been away from for 20 years, but she didn't want to leave Joe out on the street.
Wow.
And it is heartwarming. And that is because they've been given the space to be able to think. And as she says, they don't have to scurry for food. It's just about having dignity. And that's where a lot of our fellow opposing residents seem to throw the baby out of the bathwater with the dignities, and they come up with a rationale that, oh, yes, no, we want them to go into shelters. Well, there ain't no shelters to put them in, and most of them aren't there to help deal with the guys. But I just want to say that Isa does do amazing work.
Yes.
Please, please, Tino, put the call out there in a very imploring way that people can give us a space, and we'll make it happen, and we'll even get security out to,
absolutely,
to help the situation.
I think it's the best way to go, really. I mean, we can fight and nobody wins, or we can sit, discuss, understand, and then implement something that, you know, is to everybody's benefit. So, Peter, thank you for the call. Keeping up with Izalie Jacobson in Sea Point, a person who does phenomenal work as part of Seaboard CAN, the Community Action Network. And Izalie is also supported by other phenomenal people. And I am encouraging businesses and residents to come forward and say, we would love to assist you. Yes, we've got concerns. These are our concerns. But what's our workaround? How do we actually keep people in need in this community fed? So let's go to Fee in Sea Point. Hi there, Fee. Good morning.
Hi, Kino.
Hello.
I'm a Jewish person, and my husband's salary has been cut to nothing.
And sorry to
hear. The synagogue is actually sponsoring us and many other people like us,
yes,
with a Friday night meal for 3 months.
Oh, wow.
So they do it all quietly, and we appreciate it. And there's the Meals on Wheels. So they are helping their own as well. They have to help their own. Also, I have a homeless person. I live in an area with 12 houses in a closed area.
Yeah.
And there's a homeless person who does our bins every Friday. He comes to my house. He sits on my balcony. I give him coffee and food and money.
Yeah.
And so does most of the people in our area. So we try to help what we can.
Yes.
Even though we haven't got. We have soup and a sandwich every night.
That is phenomenal.
And it never kills us.
Yes.
So I just want you to know that it's not all people in Sea Point that are rich. Not all people that can't do things.
Absolutely. No, you know, when I made that comment, I didn't mean, you know, it's like, people find themselves just because you have a place in Sea Point does not mean that you're stinking rich. I totally, totally, totally understand that. I also know, and I'm just listening to how caring you are. And we need more people like you. Izalie is like you. She's a caring person who just wants other people to assist. And one can do so by agreeing on a way to do it. You see, and
absolutely,
yeah. You see,
this homeless guy has been coming to us for 8 years.
That's wonderful.
8 years, and I have always given him. The cops, the security people come; they want to pick him up. I say, no ways. I have given him permission to be here, and I will have him here.
Okay, but you see, Fee, and we need more people like you. And I know religious people. Well, most of the religious people I know, I know, and I've been to a couple of functions, you know, where I was asked to do a chat, etc. So whether it happens to be in the Jewish community, the Muslim community, the Christian community, I have seen nothing but people who care and who want to give. You know, people do obviously care about their own personal security, and we all have our hang-ups. But when someone else has a good heart, like Izalie Jacobson and Peter, who called in earlier, you know, let's see how we can help them. So, Izalie, I'm going to have to wrap. But what I'm going to do, I know two business people who operate in that particular area. I personally will reach out to the two of them to see if one can't get something going. And I would encourage other people in other neighborhoods to start community action network groups like you have. So let's see if we can actually make some hay of all of this and see whether we can actually assist you in achieving, because I really think what you're doing is phenomenal.
Thank you so much, Tino. That would be amazing. If you could just get the word out there. They can email us on seaboardcan at gmail.com. It's quite easy to remember. Just reach out, please. We have a website, which is seaboardcan.org. Just please reach out to us if you can support us in any way, if you've got any space for us. If you've got space for a shelter, an emergency shelter for us, for a soup kitchen for us, for a space we can run a proper hub for the homeless so that we can actually have real projects going where we can support people more holistically and in a more sustainable way so that we're not operating on the streets, that would be amazing.
Okay, well, let's see. I never make promises, but I always promise to try. Okay. So,
thank you.
Isalie Jacobson, thank you so much. Seaboard Can, the Community Action Network. And if you're in the area, if you're a business person, if you think that you can assist in some way, contact us. We'll put you in touch with Isalie.